Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, this is Carrie Oberbrunner, and I am here with an amazing group of people. This is the Ohio. Tell me who you guys are.
OAR.
OAR. Say it again.
Ohio Realtors Leadership Academy.
Fantastic. Orla. So here's the point of the daily show today. Do you guys know that I had to study how to say your name? I still didn't get it right. But I studied how to say Realtor, right? Realtor. For years, for 42 years, I woke up and said every day, realtor. Now, what do you guys think of when you hear the word realtor? Do you think like that guy's clueless? Come on, be honest. See? So here's, you would have. So here I am in an intensive day of training. Has it been good?
Yeah.
It's been good? Yeah. Good job for you guys. They made it good because they showed up hungry. They were excited. But here's what I did. I actually studied how to say the correct term. And as a speaker, that's the Daily Show tip of the day, is you need to study your audience. If you don't study your audience, you'll be naive. You'll be a dumb, ignorant person like I started, but then I figured it out. So as you're going and speaking to audiences, make sure you study and know what the words are. Are there words today that I said that were like not good words? I don't know. No? Pretty good? Pretty good? All right, fantastic. So go be a soul on fire today. Study your audience before you speak. That's the tip of the day. We'll see you guys later. Take care.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.